This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. My co-host, Meghna Chakrabarty, is out today. Some highlights now from the annual St. Patrick's Day breakfast in South Boston. The event has a long tradition of attracting politicians from across the city and state, usually willing to poke fun at themselves and at each other. Yesterday's event was no exception, and the special Senate election to replace John Kerry featured prominently. Here's South Boston native and Senate candidate Congressman Stephen Lynch, who's in a tough primary race against fellow Democrat Congressman Ed Markey.
After Ed Markey announced his candidacy for the U.S. Senate, four elected officials from his district announced their candidacy for his seat. But when I announced my candidacy for United States Senate, not a single elected official in my district announced their candidacy for my seat. So to all my elected officials in my district, I want to thank you for your confidence in me.
For his part, Ed Markey joked about his long 36 years in Congress.
Politics is a very tough business. You got to be ready for the attacks. For instance, you might remember President Obama faced some very unfair questions about his birthplace. Don't worry. I'm prepared to show my long form birth certificate proving that I was born in Congress. And Steve and I are good friends. This is a really good race, and we're really going to maintain our friendship out of it. He's prepared as well. He's got his long-form birth certificate saying that he was born with his work boots on in a manger that he welded together himself. That's salty.
But the politician who earned the biggest laughs isn't running for anything right now. She's Senator Elizabeth Warren, who had some fun at the expense of Dan Winslow, the lone Republican Senate candidate in the room.
I advise everyone to pay very close attention to Dan Winslow's platform. He has 100% ranking from the gun lobby, and he's for the legalization of marijuana. He wants us armed and stoned.
The state's senior senator also took aim at herself, joking about the recent controversy over her claims of Native American heritage, among other things.
You know, the truth is, I have considered myself the senior senator ever since Howie Carr called me Granny. Thanks, Howie. I'm proud to say I won Southie by 11 votes.
There you go. That's better than I can do.
Bill tells me, if I hadn't campaigned so much here, I would have won it by more. So, I was going to wear a big Kiss Me I'm Irish button today, but Lord only knows what the Herald would have said.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and others from yesterday's St. Patrick's Day breakfast in South Boston. We're going to take a few minutes now to mark a long-time St. Patrick's Day tradition. To do that, I headed over to Doyle's Cafe in Jamaica Plain, a favorite neighborhood pub with a long Boston Irish tradition. Photographs of John F. Kennedy and Tip O'Neill, among others, line the walls. And every Thursday, you can sit down to a big plate of gray corned beef and cabbage.
It's a staple of our Thursday menu, and people come in here just for the corned beef and cabbage. It's something you can depend on, you know?
This is Jerry Burke, the owner of Doyle's. He says the gray corned beef and cabbage is one of Doyle's most popular dishes, especially on this day.
And you can't imagine a St. Patrick's Day without this dish, I guess.
Without it? No, couldn't even think about it.
They burn the place down,
it's the
right?
First thing. It's between that, we every year we do two things. We make sure we order enough corned beef, and we make sure we order enough Guinness. That's it.
So where does the gray corned beef come from? Well, it turns out one of the best sources is right here in Boston, the Boston Brisket Company.
My name is Jack Epstein. I own Boston Brisket Company. One of the items that we produce is gray corned beef. In fact, we're the last people in Boston to make it.
The Boston Brisket Company is a holdover from the days when Boston was actually a center for meat processing. Most of the old meat companies are long gone, but Jack Epstein carries on in a small processing plant in New Market Square in Boston, producing traditional gray corned beef.
The difficulty in producing that product is made just with salt and water. So we have to go through a process that is very labor intensive. And that's what prevents the people from out west making it, the bigger companies. It's too labor intensive and it's too small of a market.
Gray corned beef is basically a cheap, tough cut of beef brisket, which is trimmed, pumped full of salty water brine, and left to soak for a few days until it's tender. Jack Epstein has about 10 workers who cut, trim, and brine the meat, and then vacuum pack it and ship it out.
This is the product that we purchased from the West that's on the bench. The guys are cutting. We cut them into a few different products.
Say something about the overall quality of this meat. In other words, you wouldn't want to throw this piece of meat raw onto a grill, for example.
Correct. This is one of the tougher pieces of meat. That's why they chose to make it into a corned beef. Although today they use it for smoking, but you've got to cook it for like between 10 and 12 hours. The product comes from either the bench or straight from the bin into the injector. We inject a brine into the meat, which has our own solution, and then it's put into these tanks and it sits there from either 1 to 5, and we even have one customer wants it for 7 days.
I see. So these injectors, what are they injecting into it? It's salt and water, basically?
On the grays, just in salt and water. On the cooked product, in the red product, we have some flavorings that go in there.
A few days before St. Patrick's Day right now, how busy are you? I mean, is this the busy season for you?
Yeah, we're busy for about 7 weeks. We do well over $1 million.
In just this period? That's a lot of corned beef.
We get calls from South Carolina, Florida, all over the place. There are a lot of people that grew up here, and they miss having the great corned beef because there's really no place to buy it. We had a pilot come here from Texas every year. He would fly his F-16 or whatever, pick up a box of great corned beef, put it in the cockpit with him, and fly it back. I was a little nervous because I didn't want to see it become a leaker, and then I'll have to pay for a jet.
When you retire, where are folks going to get their great corned beef from?
When you make as good a product as we do, there is no competition. As my kids told me, Dad, we want to work like you do. We want to have vacations and stuff. So what's going to happen, it'll either be taken over by somebody here, or it'll be sold to a bigger company. They'll make it in Oklahoma somewhere, and it'll just lose its identity and its quality. And that's what's happened with a lot of food.
Now, how many kids do you have?
Two. They both graduated college, and the great corned beef paid for that. And I'm very, very grateful for that.
But is there a little part of you that wish they'd carry on the business, or do you?
Absolutely. I took my daughter out to dinner one night, and I offered it to her. She didn't want it. And I offered it to my son, who's got his captain's license. He just graduated Wentworth in industrial design. He wants to design boats. But, you know, we never know what's going to happen in this life.
Now, do you have a favorite recipe for gray corned beef?
I tell you the truth, I know how to make it, but I don't cook it. Go to Doyle's Pub, and they make it, and they do a great job, and they buy every week from me.
And so we're back at Doyle's Cafe in Jamaica Plain to taste this St. Patrick's Day special. But first, owner Jerry Burke explains why he buys his meat from the Boston Brisket Company year after year.
Every year, the different food companies come in and tell us that they have a cheaper product, just as good. We always say the same thing. Send us some and we'll try it. And you can't compare the two. It happens every single year to the point where our older salesmen have been around for years with us. They don't even try anymore. They say, Epstein's got the best stuff. He's got the best product in the city, and that's all there is to it. It just tastes good, plain and simple.
So here it is. It's in front of me. I'm at Doyle's. Big oval plate and 3-4 generous slabs of this gray corned beef. We've got cabbage, boiled carrots, boiled beets, and a nice big boiled potatoes. And I'm going to just take a bite here because it looks so beautiful. Oh, man, it's so good. What do you think? Healthy? No comment from the owner, but very, very good.
You have to splurge every once in a while.
You have to splurge every once in a while.
Jerry Burke is the owner of Doyle's Cafe in Jamaica Plain, and Jack Epstein is the owner of the Boston Brisket Company in Newmarket Square. We spoke to them last year at about this time. And that's our program for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join Meghna Chakrabarty and me tomorrow for more Radio Boston.